on June 2nd, just over 2 months ago, a young man of our parish, a teenager, lost his battle with cancer. Fermin Medina was 16 years old. I think we have a picture of him. He had been diagnosed in September, and he was receiving excellent care at Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, and he also went to Houston for special therapies, and it seemed like he was going to make it. Then, unfortunately, cancer spread to his brain and took his life. Fermin has a large family of aunts and uncles and cousins. Throughout this ordeal, every day they would meet at Fermin's parents' house to pray the rosary every day, even up to 50 people. Still today, they meet daily at the cemetery to pray the rosary. I joined them last night. I personally grew very, very close to Fermin, loved him as my son, and he called me his second father. His family gave me this portrait of Fermin, and it's engraved, "Para mi segundo padre, con mucho amor," to my second father, with much love. Let me tell you, for a priest, this is really stirring my heart. I feel like I really love this kid as my son. There's another line engraved in this frame here, and it reads, "Let your faith be bigger than fear." Let me tell you the story of this line. It's also engraved in Fermin's gravestone. He found out that one of his younger cousin, who is 1 year old, also has a grave illness. And so he decided to buy a gift for the child's mother. And he went out shopping and found two art wall decorations that he liked. One read, "All things are possible for God." And the other read, "Let your faith be bigger than your fear." And he decided to buy both and let the child's mother decide which ones she wanted. Secretly, though, he wanted to keep the second one for himself. The mother of the child actually chose the first one. "In all things," "everything is possible for God. All things are possible for God." And so Fermin kept this art decoration, wall decoration, which read, "Let your faith be bigger than your fear." And he kept it, and it still is there in his bedroom. And it became a sort of mantra, a sort of a prayer for Fermin that inspired everyone who visited him. "Let your faith be bigger than your fear." And I believe that this line summarizes beautifully today's liturgy of the word, an invitation to have a faith that is stronger than all fear. Let's begin with the first reading, taken from the first book of Kings. It tells us of the saga of the prophet Elijah. A very interesting prophet, because we don't have a book of the prophet Elijah in our Bibles. He did not write anything, and yet he is considered the greatest of the prophets of the Old Testament. He lived in the 9th century before Christ, at the time when Ahab, the worst of all kings of Israel, was ruling. He turned to idolatry and apostasy, and he married the perfidious Jezebel, a pagan queen who introduced the cult of Baal in Israel. Baal was the idol of rain and fertility. How ironic that when Baal arrived in Israel, they went through 3 years of drought. So Elijah challenged the king, challenged the queen, and all those who had turned their hearts to idols. His very name, Elijah, means Yahweh is God. So his name is his mission, his identity. Elijah is a man of God and will fight to bring worship only to Yahweh. He challenged the priests and prophets of Baal to a duel on Mount Carmel. They were to dance and pray and do all kinds of tricks to cause fire to fall from the sky, but nothing happened. Instead, Elijah prayed, and fire came to consume the sacrifice he had prepared. And so, having won the duel, he had 450 priests and prophets of Baal slaughtered. Queen Jezebel was infuriated and sent her troops to kill Elijah. And so he ran for his life. He went hiding into the desert. And for years, he had to live in hiding and in fear. Then God called him to walk 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Mount Horeb, another name for Mount Sinai, the same place where Moses had experienced God's revelation in a mighty display of powers with thunders and lightnings and fire and earthquake. And so Elijah went to Mount Horeb. And that's where we find him in today's first reading. He was expecting to see God, to meet God. God was going to pass by. But he was not in the earthquake, nor in the driving wind, nor in fire. Instead, Elijah met God in the whisper of a tiny breeze. And he found peace. In all his fears and anxiety, frightened as he was, he met God as a peaceful and peace-giving whisper. You see, we face fears and anxieties. The last week, in a special way, we're talking about nuclear war. But even without that, terrorism and illnesses, there's so many things that can go wrong. Our families, our younger generations could get lost. We live with fear and anxiety. And the message we receive today is, be not afraid. If you're able to be like Elijah, contemplative, listening to the whispers of God, you will find peace. Remember, this was the leitmotif, the main theme of Pope St. John Paul II when he gave his inaugural speech in 1978, I believe. He made of this the central theme of his papacy. Be not afraid. Let your faith be bigger than your fears. And with this in mind, let's now turn to the gospel, which also presents to us a situation of fear and anxiety. Jesus had multiplied the loaves and the fish and had become very popular. Everyone wanted to take him and make him king. And I imagine the apostles were overjoyed at all the attention, all the fame that finally they were receiving. But we read at the beginning of today's gospel that Jesus made them get into a boat and cross to the other side. He forced them. He ordered them to leave. And he went up on a mountain to pray all alone, as he often did. And so here they go on a boat, Peter and the others. Every time you hear of a boat with Peter on it, you know it's a symbol of the church. And it's a church that is facing headwinds and waves and is being tossed about. Does it seem like something that we can relate to? Absolutely. The church today still goes through that. The scandals, but also so many people leaving the church, abandoning ship, really. And so much animosity also. So many turning against the faith. The gospel teaches us to trust in the Lord. They were frightened, then Jesus comes to them. And as they see him walking on the waters, they became even more frightened. And so Jesus told them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Those simple words, "it is I," the original Greek reads, "ego eimi," I am, which is the very name of God according to the book of Exodus. When Moses asked God to reveal his name, he said, "I am who I am." Ego eimi. That's what Jesus says, "I am, it is I." He claims divine nature. And he has the power of God over nature. That's why he can walk on water. Remember the beginning of the book of Genesis. There was chaos, chaotic waters, and the Spirit of God hovered above those waters and brought cosmos order. God also opened the Red Sea to let his people through. It is God who has the power over the mighty waters, and Jesus is claiming his divine nature. I am. Therefore, take courage. Do not be afraid. If we let Christ get into our boat, the boat of our life, with all the waves and the winds, he can bring peace. We can take courage. Peter believed in Jesus, and so he stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the waters as well. He was not sinking. He could do it. But again, he became frightened. You see, it's fear who makes him drown, not the waves, not the wind. If he kept his eyes on Christ, he could have kept walking on the waters. But he becomes frightened, and so he cries out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus grabbed him by the arm and pulled him up and said, "Oh, you men of little faith. Let your faith be bigger than your fear. Keep your eyes on Christ. No matter the storms you have to face, the waves rocking the boat, we can have peace. Peace in the middle of the storm." There's a beautiful song, I just found it today. It was written by Kirk Allen in 1974, and it's titled "Peace in the Midst of a Storm." He wrote this song right after his wife and child died in childbirth. He was able to find peace in the middle of the storm. Just like Fermin, my friend, who, facing cancer and death so young, he prayed to have faith stronger than fear. Let us pray that we also may have a faith that is stronger than fear.